Thank you for the floor, Mr. President, and thank you to the coordinators for your reports. Allow me to provide an update on our efforts to fulfill our Article 4 obligations. Contamination by cluster munition remnants in Germany is limited to one area, a former military training site of the former Soviet Union close to Wittstock in Brandenburg. This area has been used from 1950s to 1990s for over 40 years as a military training site by the forces of the former Warsaw Pact, both for ground operations and air-to-ground targeting practices. Therefore, the site is heavily contaminated, not only with cluster munition remnants, but with all sorts of unexploded ordnance. Actually, only between 1% and 4% of unexploded ordnance finds consists in cluster munition remnants. The suspected area of specifically cluster munition contamination is of a size of 11 square kilometers. As of June of this year, we have cleared a bit over 6 square kilometers, while remaining 4.8 square kilometers still to be cleared by August 2025. Our annual clearance rate has increased from 0.85 square kilometers per year in 2021 to 1.34 square kilometers in the year 2022. Despite the success, it will be difficult to meet our 2025 deadline if we continue in this clearance pace. Until the end of June 2023, around €110 million have been spent for clearance. We have significantly increased our financial means each year, from around €13 million in 2020 to €32 million in 2023. Altogether, around 200 personnel are currently working on clearing the site in Wittstock. Due to the necessary safety precautions, safety distances must be maintained when clearing, our capacity limits have been reached with the current number of clearance personnel. As further increase in financial and personal means will not result in an increased clearance output, we are continuously looking to improve efficiency of our clearance operations. We will hand in a written statement with more details on this. Mr. President, as reported during last year's meeting of state parties, there are various risk factors that influence the pace of our clearing operations. Many of these are exogenous and lie outside of the control of German authorities. Let me briefly mention a few. Environmental protection and nature conservation obligations need to be considered. Due to the vegetation on the site, there is need for controlled burning in order to proceed with subsurface clearance operation. However, such burning can only be conducted within a very limited time frame, owing to drought as well as weather conditions and wind. The burning must take place outside the breeding seasons. Also, the ground fauna, especially insects, lizards, must already be in their protected winter quarters so that they are not affected by the burning. Secondly, necessary safety regulations and health of our staff is of utmost importance and needs to be observed. This means that we have, during high summer temperatures, to make constant breaks and frequent scheduled breaks. During the winter months, we experience temperatures as low as minus 10 degrees for weeks at a time. When there's frost in the frozen ground, work cannot be carried out because mechanical force that is needed to open up the ground would then act on the sensitive detonators during uncovering. Lastly, the high density of contamination with metal objects and other unexploded ordnance, a characteristic of former military training sites, decreases the pace of cluster munition clearance. Mr. President, a thorough examination of the various risk factors outlined above indicates that for the time being, a further increase in annual clearing performance seems unrealistic. Consequently, and for the sake of full transparency, at this point in time, Germany cannot ensure the completion of our clearing obligations by the end of our deadline in August 2025. With a firm commitment to our clearance obligations, Germany will continue to monitor all mentioned factors and risks closely. Work plans are adapted and optimized on a constant basis. Germany remains grateful for close coordination and partners' experience in possibilities to increase the efficiency of cluster munition survey and clearance applicable to the specific circumstances prevailing at cluster munition contaminated military training sites. Let me assure you that we will continue to make every effort to fulfill our clearance obligations by 2025, or soon thereafter. We stand ready for your questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Germany for his statement. And now I hand over the floor to the delegation of Iraq.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. في البداية أود أن أتقدم لكم بالتهنئة على توليكم مهام رئاسة الاجتماع الحادي عشر للدول الأطراف في اتفاقية حظر الذخائر العنقودية، مؤكدين دعمنا الكامل لجهودكم، كما أغتنم الفرصة مرة أخرى